USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to address the American people in his first primetime speech tonight before hitting the road to promote the new COVID-19 relief package. Biden is expected to sign the nearly $2 trillion relief package on Friday before traveling the United States to inform the nation about it. The White House is continuing to defend the Biden administration's immigration policies. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it will take time to fix the mess, her words, left behind by the Trump administration. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Neal says the influx of illegal immigrants crossing over into Texas is hurting his state.
The stories that I could share with you today, but we don't have the time, the horrific stories, the number of victims in Fort Bend County that have been victimized by illegals would make a billy goat puke.
USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning people who want to travel for spring break to be cautious a bit longer amid the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci saying he wants people to have a good time on spring break, but warning not to put their guard down completely. As far as when things will be able to get back to normal, Fauci tells NBC's Today Show,
"Well, I think it's going to be gradual, Savannah, and I think it's really going to start as we get more and more people vaccinated. We know from the president that we're going to have enough vaccine to vaccinate everybody in the country by the end of May. If we really turn on the afterburners and get a lot of people vaccinated, the overwhelming proportion of the population, I think by the time we get into the mid to late summer, early fall, we're going to start seeing a big, big difference."
The number of Americans filing initial jobless claims is coming in lower than expected. The Labor Department reporting 712,000 Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, the House securing final passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill. The legislation does provide a new round of $1,400 stimulus checks, enhanced unemployment benefits, and expanded child tax credits. President Biden expected to sign the bill in a ceremony on Friday. As far as how the bill will help working class Americans, DNC Chairman James Harrison tells CNN,
"This bill is going to have a dramatic impact on the lives of low-income kids across this country. They say about 93% of children in this country will have be impacted because of this. I mean, just think about it, Don. We are increasing the child tax credit in this bill from $2,000. You got a kid like mine that's under the age of six. I got a two-year-old. That will go from $2,000 to $3,600. For a poor family that is struggling right now because of COVID, that's a game changer. There's so many provisions in this bill that's going to make life easier for a lot of low-income and working people in this country."
And finally, it was back on this day in 2000, 1 year ago. And finally, it was back on this day in 2020 when COVID-19 was declared a pandemic by the head of the World Health Organization. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.